danger. Today we present the third program in our series on forest conservation, featuring Bill Scott, Forest Ranger. Our scene is Beaver Dam Forest, lying green and peaceful under the hot mid-morning sun. But to the south, great black clouds have been gathering, and right now we're starting to roll faster and faster toward Beaver Dam Forest. If Ranger Bill had known this, he probably wouldn't have brought his three young companions into the forest this day. As matters stand, here they are, Ranger Bill, his niece June, their two young friends, Joe and Sam, on the west bank of the rapidly flowing Big Creek. High above towers the great concrete dam of Beaver Dam Lake. As the four look up at the imposing man-made structure, June shivers ever so slightly. Her action doesn't escape Ranger Bill. He gently places his hand on the girl's shoulder.
Something bothering you, June?
I was just thinking how awful it would be if that dam should suddenly give way.
Hey, that's an idea. And with us standing right here below it, holy mackerel.
Take it easy, Joe, and you too, Jane. I don't want you to think that there's much danger in that dam busting loose just like that.
But dams do break sometimes, don't they, Ranger Bill?
Yes, Sam, they do. Sometimes, in spite of all the care and skill that they're built with, dams do give way.
How come, Ranger Bill?
Well, there's one reason in particular that I want to tell you about, Joe. In a way, that's why we stopped off here on our way to the sawmill.
I thought we were going swimming in the lake.
Well, that too, Sam. I'm just hoping there'll be time.
You're going to tell us about forests and water, as you mentioned to me coming out here today. How forests and waters are related. Is that it, Uncle Bill?
Yes, June, it is. Now, look, Joe.
Yeah, Ranger Bill.
I want you to dig down into the soil with your hands.
You mean here?
Yeah, that's right. Dig deep.
Okay.
Now, grab some of that rich dirt down there. Use both hands. Don't be afraid.
Okay.
Lift it all up with the leaves on top, just as it is on the forest floor, and don't shake it up.
Bobby, it's nice and cool underneath. Okay, now what, Ranger
Bill? Sam.
Okay, Ranger Bill.
Suppose you fill your hands with that plain dirt and sand from this bare spot by the creek.
Right, Ranger Bill.
June, will you take this old hat of mine and dip it in a little water, will you?
Hey, what gives, Ranger Bill?
Oh, this poor hat. All right, Uncle Bill. Here's the water.
Then I'll pour some of that water on the plain dirt that Sam's got. Slowly now. That's it. Good.
Hey, the water's running off this dirt, right over the sides of my hands.
Uh-huh.
And it's carrying a lot of the dirt with it.
It's just like mine.
All right, June, now pour some of the water on that forest soil that Joe's holding. That's right.
This water's going down into this soil I've got, but nothing else is happening.
Well, just give it time, Joe.
Wait, I feel it now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a drop at a time.
That's right.
Not like Sam's at all.
Yes, and the drops are clear, aren't they? All that's coming through the bottom of Joe's hands are those drops of clean water.
All right, fellas, you can get rid of that stuff now. Now, this was just kind of a rough experiment. But tell me, does any of it make sense to you?
Sure, Ranger Bill. That plain dirt I had from the bare spot can't take in water any better than, well, the sidewalks back home. It runs right off. But the soil that Joe had from the forest floor works just like a sponge.
Well, that's just it, Sam. Good forest soil is like a sponge. You see, it holds the water it can take, and then it lets some of the extra water loose, but gradually. That's the whole thing in a nutshell. You see, that's why rainwater will run off an open field quicker than it'll run off a good forest floor. That's why forests are so important in protecting water supplies and keeping water clean and pure, and in regulating the flow of streams like Big Creek here.
A fellow doesn't realize when he drinks nice, clean water at home that he may have the forest to thank for it.
Well, more than drinking water alone comes out of the forest, Sam. What about irrigation water? You know, that's mighty important to folks in the dry country. And water for power and for the streams and lakes that give all of us so much fun and sport. Now, that dam up there provides a double use of forest water, you see. For power and for recreation. You know, for camping and picnicking and the like.
Oh, then that building near the dam, across the creek, is that the powerhouse, Uncle Bill, where they generate electricity?
Yes, June, it is. And the recreation area is opposite the powerhouse on our side of the lake.
Hey, that sounds like thunder.
I'm afraid that's just what it is, Joe. Well, 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 look at those clouds beginning to boil up from the south over the dam, will you? You know, it might be a bad storm coming up, but nothing for us to get excited about.
Why, the sky was so blue and clear just a few minutes ago.
It doesn't take long for a storm to come up sometimes. I reckon we had better be moving along, though.
Oh, gee whiz, now there goes our swim in the lake.
Yeah.
Holy cow, it's starting to rain. Where we go, Ranger Bill?
Well, let's see, we can't make it across Big Creek to the powerhouse, and it's too far to the road to our car. Same thing goes for that picnic shelter up on the lake. I've got it. Come on and watch your step, all of you.
Okay.
Boy, oh boy. He's really coming down now.
Where are we going, Ranger Phil?
Now, there's a big cave down the creek a ways. A big old bear den.
Hot dog, this is the life.
What are you carrying in that knapsack, June?
My swimsuit and robe.
I'll carry it, June. That's it. Give it here.
We're almost there now.
Did you say it was a bear den, Uncle Bill?
Yes, but don't worry, June. I don't think the bears use it anymore.
Rain, go away. Come again some other day.
Ah, here we are. Now duck your heads and get in quick. You first, June. That's the girl. You next, Sam. Go on.
Doesn't look like much of a cave to me, Ranger Bill.
It gets bigger inside. Get going now. Now you, Joe.
Roger.
Hurry, Uncle Bill. It's awful dark in here.
I'm coming, June.
Gee, it's dry anyway.
Doggone this flashlight of mine. I can hardly see with it.
Yeah. Well, we don't mind the dark, Ranger Bill.
No, we don't mind the dark much.
Ranger Bill. Yes, Sam? I was just thinking about what June said. About the dam breaking, maybe. We're still right below it.
Quiet, Sam.
No, that's all right, Joe. I don't want you youngsters worrying about Beaver Dam going out. I'm certainly not. Yeah, but this is a mighty bad storm, and I'm wondering about what's happening south of here, at Rockville. I'm wondering how that dam above Rockville at the reservoir is taking this storm.
I know the town. It's outside Beaver Dam Forest.
That's right.
Why are you worried about it, Ranger Bill?
Well, there's been a lot of timber cutting going on around Rockville in recent years, Joe.
Well, what's wrong with that, Ranger Bill? People need houses and other things made out of wood these days. And you said yourself that forests should be cut to provide that wood.
Sure, Sam, I did. But you see, a great deal of this logging at Rockville has been taking place on the private land that's in the town watershed. And that's one place where there's more reason for careful cutting than in almost anywhere else. You see, it's not been selective logging by any means.
I've got it, Ranger Bill. Those folks have gone out overboard and cutting the trees in the watershed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's taken away some of the power of the land to hold and let go of the water gradually, as you showed us. Right, Ranger Bill?
Yes, Joe, that's it. What's happening at Rockville is this. With so many trees gone, the soil has started to wear away. Now, we call that erosion. Well, every rainfall makes a big dent in the heavily logged sections of that watershed. The water comes down, and it hits the bare ground solid wherever there's no trees or brush to hold it back. It gathers up all the loose leaves, loosens more and more soil each time, and takes every shortcut it can along the logging roads and places where the logs were pulled out. And it plunges down carrying soil, sticks, and rocks, everything it can move, all down into the town reservoir.
Well, doesn't the reservoir fill up with all that stuff then, Ranger Bill?
Well, that's exactly what's happening at Rockville, Sam. The silt, as we call it, has been piling up in the reservoir. Some of the town folks know that the trouble has been building up for them, but there isn't very much that they can do about it. You see, as I said, the worst logging has been going on in those parts of the watershed that the town doesn't own.
What's going to happen there, Ranger Bill?
Well, Joe, I'm afraid it won't take many storms like this one to bring Rockville River to a dangerous flood condition. You see, with all that pressure of mud and silt, plus the usual flow of water, plus the extra water that a storm like this brings down, well, the dam might not stand up under it all.
Gee, then if the dam goes, the town will be flooded.
Yeah, that's just what I'm afraid of, Joe.
Well, gosh, now I feel better about Beaver Dam. Nothing like that's been happening here.
Water is a precious thing, Sam. It's worth giving the forest watershed every bit of care and protection possible. Say, June, you haven't said a word for some time. What's the matter, young lady?
Oh, I've been listening, Uncle Bill, but...
Achoo! Uh-oh.
Well, I'm awful uncomfortable in these wet clothes and...
This looks bad, June. You better go to the back of the cave. Just take off that wet shirt you've got on and get into that dry robe of yours. I should have thought of this sooner.
No,
go on,
Uncle
now.
Uncle Bill, yeah.
Here's your knapsack, June.
Thanks, Joe. Now, don't you go out and leave me alone in this cave.
We won't, June. Don't worry.
Oh, gosh, to get back to Rockville Dam, that can be bad business, eh, Ranger Bill?
A lot more serious than those townspeople realize. As soon as we can get out of here and back to the car, I want to check with the ranger station about this storm at Rockville.
Going to use your shortwave radio, Ranger Bill?
That's right, Sam. You see, I make it a point to call in every once in a while when I'm out like this.
Uncle Bill!
Something's happened to June.
I'm coming, June. Stay here, fellas. June, where are you? What's the matter?
Oh, Uncle Bill, there's some kind of animal in here. I was getting into my robe when my foot hit something soft and it growled, and I fell down. Oh, I guess I screamed. I got to my feet and...
Stand perfectly still, June. Let's find out what's in here.
Oh, it can't be very big, Uncle Bill.
I hope not.
It didn't bite me or anything.
Hey, what goes on back there?
It's all right, fellas. Come on in if you want to. Uh-huh. There you are. Over against the wall, huh, fella?
What is it, Uncle Bill? I can't tell. Do you know?
Yes, indeed. Now, let me have that wet shirt, June.
Yes, Uncle Bill. Here it is.
Thanks. Well, I wish I could see better in here.
What happened, Ranger Bill? Where's June?
There's some kind of animal in here, Sam. I fell over.
Wow.
Quiet now, all of you. I just want to drop this shirt on the little fellow.
There.
Oh,
there.
Careful, Uncle Bill.
I've got him. Strong little rascal.
What is it, Ranger Bill?
It's just a little bear cub, Sam.
Oh, boy, a bear cub. Let's take him outside where we can look at him.
I don't think this little fellow wants to get out into that storm any more than we do.
Well, it was beginning to let up when we came back here.
Well, good. Let's go outside, then.
Uh-huh. I believe the storm has gone past us. Yes, it's clear outside.
Then what are we waiting for? Let's get out of here. You first, June.
That suits me just fine. Who said that bears don't use this old cave anymore?
If it weren't for everything being so wet, you'd never know that we had a bad storm at all.
Yes, the sun's out again, and... Oh, look, Uncle Bill.
Yes?
One of the bear's little leg is sticking out of the lumberjack shirt. It's sort of odd, isn't it? Should it be bent back that way?
No, June. Looks like this little fellow's got a broken leg. That's why he holed up in this cave. You know, I'll bet he was more scared than you were.
Oh, poor little fellow.
I think we'll just take this cub over to the wildlife preserve. Our game warden will fix him up fine. Now, here, let me get this thing off your head, fella. Easy does it. No. No one's going to hurt you.
Oh, isn't he pretty?
There.
Yeah,
he's a
cute
little
fella. Let's give him a name. I know. We'll call him Smokey.
Smokey? What kind of a name is that?
That's the name of the bear on those forest fire prevention posters at the ranger station. And this bear looks exactly like that bear, so why not?
Okay, Smokey it is then. Fine. But now I want to get back to that car and report to the station. Think you can make it in that robe you've got on, June?
Sure, Uncle Bill. I'm all right.
Let me carry a Smokey, will you, Ranger Bill?
There you are, Joe. Be careful, though. Don't drop him.
Okay.
SP7 to M5. SP7 to M5. Ranger Scott calling Beaver Dam Ranger Station. Come in, M5.
No answer, Ranger Bill.
Oh, wait. They're coming on now.
M5, back to SP7. Golly, we glad to hear from you, Ranger. There's all kinds of trouble at Rockville. The dam's gone and the town's under 10 feet of water. They need all the help they can get. Over.
Just what I was afraid of. SP7, back to M5. Okay, Mac, we're on our way. SP7 off.
I'll tell them you're coming. M5 off.
Ranger Bill, did you say we're on our way? Does that mean we can go, too?
Yes, Joe, it does. Unless I miss my guess, there are a lot of those folks at Rockville who'll be needing lumber for temporary shelter. The sawmill is right in the path of the flood, and I'm sure that you, Sam, and I can really help out there.
Gee, we'll be glad.
What about me, Uncle Bill? Can't I go, too?
I'm afraid not, June. Looks like you're getting a cold, young lady.
Oh.
I think we'll just drop you and Smokey off at the game warden's house on our way back to Rockville. All right, everybody, hop in the car and let's get going.
That's a bit of adventure Joe and Sam didn't figure on. But I know they'll be doing a good job when we join them once again in next week's story about singing saws. Bill Scott, Forest Ranger, comes to you with the cooperation of the Forest Service, United States Department of Agriculture. Bill Scott is written by Bill Berghoffen and produced for radio by Van Rensselaer Brocon. Your announcer is Bob Geist. Thank you.